Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. This is February 24th, and this episode is called Level 4, People Development Leadership. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6, 9. So what do I mean by people development? I mean, more of your leadership time goes to developing your team in the understanding and practice of leadership. At level 4, you should be starting to hit your stride, momentum. It's a great place to be. You know the team, they know you, and all are working hard to produce. Your team should be excited to come to work and satisfied at the end of every day when they leave. It's now time to teach your team how to lead. All the things that you've been learning in leadership need to be passed on so your team can be its best. Once you understand leadership, you should be training your team in leadership. Everybody starts at the bottom and grows in understanding. Remember, the majority of your team may never go on to leadership positions. However, they still must lead themselves well. So at the very least, you are teaching them how to be a good leader of self, which also will make them a better team player and a better representative of the organization. So, leadership is something you should start teaching your team as soon as possible. Because leadership helps us individually become intentional, disciplined, and accomplished. You staying at level 3 is not an option. The more your team leads themselves well, the more they will push you in your position, and the greater the momentum will be. It's time to build a culture of leadership, to bring others into leadership with you. People are your most valuable asset and the only asset that appreciates. You've heard me say this before. Motivational guru from the 1970s and 80s, Zig Ziglar, was one of the greatest sales and business trainers of all time. He used to love asking the question, would you rather train your people and potentially lose them or not train your people and keep them? The point being, it's better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. Or more to the point, some leaders aren't willing to train and advance people because they fear they will waste their money by training someone well and then losing them. If you aren't leading your people well, they will eventually go elsewhere. However, what's worse is not training your people, not giving them the skills they need, and keeping them with no skills to advance, so your organization dies for a lack of vision and ability to get there. Everything rises and falls on leadership. You cannot overinvest in people, and you cannot succeed if you're the only leader. Model the characteristics you want in your people. Map out what each person needs to do to get to their next level of leadership themselves, and mentor them to their potential. The test of true leadership is what your team can accomplish when you are not there. It's time to change from doing 100% of the time to leading 80% and doing 20%. Time to transform you and your team. Focus on them. You value your team. Show it by teaching them to lead. It's time for trust. Quotes for the day. The growth and development of people is the highest calling of leadership. Harvey Firestone. The function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers. Ralph Nader. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. John Maxwell. Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. Jack Welch. Here's the takeaway. If you haven't done this already, write down all the people in your team and where they are in their growth, where they need to be, and what it takes to lead them in getting from where they are to where they need to be. Lord, help me transform my team into people developing leaders. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.